Snapchat and Instagram?
I use Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook.
I use them most of the time. Every time I go on my phone, I use it.
Yeah, I use the social medias about every day.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
I'm Emily.
I'm Zoe.
I'm Allison.
And I'm Andrew.
And we'll be talking about how we use social media.
And how our parents use social media.
And realizing that we think differently than our parents when it comes to social media.
Kinsey McBride, age 15, is a big user of Instagram. Her parents believe she overuses the app.
I mostly use Instagram and Twitter, and my favorite's Instagram because I enjoy seeing all the pictures that people post. I enjoy the artistic side of Instagram, whereas Twitter's a lot more analytical side. I don't really have any use for Facebook. All my friends are on Instagram or Twitter. I use my Instagram a lot, so I think they would say that I use that a lot, and maybe a little too much.
Kinsey uses her social media daily, but for something specific.
My social media, I'm a big fangirl, so I mostly use it to follow like the TV shows and movies I watch. And I don't post that much on my personal social media. So I think that they would say that it's pretty safe.
Bobby Schneider is 14. His mother uses social media, but his father does not. His mother fears for his safety online.
I use Instagram, Snapchat, YouTube. I have a Facebook account, but I rarely use it. So, Instagram, I have a lot of friends that I can communicate with that on Facebook I wouldn't, because, you know, not a lot of people of my age use Facebook. My dad does not have a Facebook. My mom does. She has Twitter, Instagram, pretty much everything. They think my dad isn't a huge fan of it, but he doesn't think there's anything wrong with it. He just thinks I overuse it. And my mom, she's kind of cautious with it. She thinks there's a lot of dangers, which is true in some cases, but sometimes a little over the top.
Fatima Rizal is an upcoming sophomore. She loves using social media, especially Snapchat, but her parents, however, don't like her on it so much.
Fatima Rizal, it can be good and bad, both. Snapchat, Instagram, and Twitter. There's news, entertainment, videos, and like other people's profiles and stuff. They don't like for me to be on it too much.
Chanel Higgins is an upcoming freshman at MTSU. She explains to me why she uses social media on an everyday basis. Chanel is aware of the dangers that follow the internet, and so are her parents.
Oh, they're not a big fan of it because it's like, why tell like the whole world what you're doing or where you're at or where you're not at, which gives people to break into your house or to, you know, meet where you are and all of a sudden you're like kidnapped or just all these bad things that could happen with it. They don't really like social media.
After interviewing our peers,
we learned a great deal about how social media is used by teens
and how their parents perceive social media.
We found that adults primarily use Facebook and teenagers use Instagram and Snapchat.
Many parents worry about the overuse and the security dangers of social media.
But most teens are aware of the risks they're taking.
This podcast is brought to you by Innovation JCamp.